Hello again and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Revelation chapter 2, and we're reading verses 12 to 17.
To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, "These are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore. Otherwise, I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it."
Our focus is on verse 13. "Yet you remain true to my name." Christ is speaking to his church in Pergamum, a city which had become the centre for emperor worship at that time. The church was under pressure to compromise, even by some within its own group. Yet Jesus commended those who stood firm, held fast to following Christ, even to the point of death, as in the case of Antipas. But there were some who had accepted false teaching and wrong behaviour, and they now faced Christ's judgment. It's a warning for us in the church today. More and more often we are being asked, even pressurised, to accept social and moral changes that are contrary to biblical teaching. It can all seem very reasonable and even acceptable, but as with the church in Pergamum, staying true to Christ's name means staying true to his teaching, and that may well be costly. But if we do, then the promised reward will be ours. A prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to heed your encouragement and warning that we read here. Please keep us from accepting what is contrary to your word simply to avoid opposition. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.